gentlemen, welcome to the No Cash, No Code podcast. This is going to be a fun one. There's an apology due after the topics of last week's pod. I am joined once again, I'm your commissioner, Andre Clark. I'm joined once again by top of the league, Tom Maxwell. Top of the league, Tom, how are you?
All good, thank you, Andre. An absolute pleasure to be with you. Slightly better game week for me, but very excited about this pod.
Slightly better game week for me, maybe. I mean, when I'm down here, they're all okay if they're semi-green. Let's get straight into the awards. We won't waste any time. We're going to go with Team of the Week, shall we? I think there's a pretty clear winner on Team of the Week. A ton of points and, well, a reason for an apology. Can we both agree that Team of the Week is going to be won by George GDJ Johnson?
I think we can definitely agree on that.
That's useful because joining us on the podcast, as is the tradition for Manager of the Month, a tradition he's unaware of, it turns out, we have got George Johnson with us. George, how are you, my friend?
Hello, hello. Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
All the better for seeing you, George.
It's been
not
a minute.
Not who I was expecting to be doing this Manager of the Month award podcast with.
I mean, we're going to have to address this, aren't we, since he hasn't heard? So, Tom, do you want to tell him why we were not expecting him to be here?
Well, I mean, George, I was already texting my brother to line him up for the pod this week after his, it's only a two-week game week, and he he had a 30-point lead going into the month. And he texted me last night saying, have I got it? And I just sent him a sort of sad emoji face. George Johnson had not only taken Manager of the Month off him, but also at one point you looked like you were going to have the best game week rank of the season, which didn't quite happen in the end. But what a week.
Jesus, I didn't even know that.
What a week. Mate, so the last pod was an ode to our boy Ali, and you touched on it there, Tom. So 17k in the world, not quite up there with Ali did the very week beforehand, but definitely up there overall. You've stolen yet another Manager of the Month. Got a couple of questions for you. So firstly, what's this login story? Because I think that was a passive aggressive, hey mate, can you tell me that I've won a Manager of the Month? What was that text message about?
I can't log on online on my computer to see the monthly standings. But I was like, oh, I've had quite a good week. I actually didn't think I was anywhere near the top. I was like, oh, because I had a shock. I made some terrible substitutions at the start of the month. I left loads of points on the bench. And I was like, I'll just text Andre. I haven't chatted to him for a while. I don't think I even said, how are you? I was just like, am I in the running here?
There was no hello, no nothing. I was like, either this is a low-key flex or this man has no business winning a title, quite frankly. I mean, I say stolen again. Listener, I think this is what I think Johnson's been in the league maybe 8-9 years in total. There's been a couple of years off. And almost every year, somehow, normally in November, he scrambles together a period of games where he somehow gets this award. I mean, my first question was going to be, at what point did you think it might be on? Because you started off with a wild card in game week 21, and then you've obviously got the big week 22. Did you think, small month, this might be a chance, or is this all coincidence?
Well, I obviously did my wild card, so some of these decisions were conscious decisions. It wasn't pure luck. Mm-hmm. But I thought, obviously, with KDB coming back in, obviously, a lot of people captained Haaland, right? Think he's going to go straight back into the starting lineup. I didn't think he would start. I thought he'd be benched. So I thought I'd go with KDB and then I'd keep Alvarez in for that reason, because I thought he would want to prove himself on his birthday as well. Yes. So I was like, you know, then I was actually at Spurs on Wednesday night. And I was watching the scores. And I was like, oh, hello. Alvarez has a double. And I was like, then obviously saw Liverpool going mad. Doggy scored. And I was like, oh, okay. I think I've got a few points here. And yeah. Then I was like, oh, there we go. And then I messaged you tentatively.
So it was then at the time.
But then,
fantastic.
But then I also left 17 points on the bench. So I was
We'll get there. Easy. Sure. We'll run the topics here, if that's okay. So let's go back to the week beforehand. Tom, let's have a look at his wild card. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's the best use of a wild card we've seen this season.
No question.
I'm assuming when you wildcarded, you weren't expecting to get 27 points in the first week from Gabriel and Gomez, but equally, that's a very nice start. Tony straight back in as well. Is he? That gamble paid off. Getting in front of the crowd, right?
He was doing really well in preseason, wasn't he? I actually genuinely did spot that he was doing really well with like the reserves and stuff, so I knew he'd come in sharp. I mean, he looked bloody good on Wednesday night as well. I mean, he should have scored a couple of times, other than the gift he was given by our man Odoggy. I just thought he would, you know, natural born goal scorer, get him in. Should have cashed out at half time, shouldn't he?
Very good. I do like the commitment though. You rate the guy, you brought him in the wild card, but you sat him very firmly on the bench while you were watching him play live. I like that. I like the commitment there to your team overall. Now, as Tom said, cracking wild card, Gabriel, Gomez, your theme is definitely going early, and there's some zigs, there's some zags, and there's some different players in there. Your captaincy wasn't great. You're lucky, as you said, you've left points on the bench in general, but it was a tiny, tiny month. So you got away with the previous horrific Foden third on the bench. What is that? 12-pointer, because it just didn't fall into this month. So, yeah, it's just the two. We've got the very good wild card. We didn't think you're in contention, honest with you. And then here you are with such a superb game week 22. Listener, if you can't be bothered logging in to see it, he's gone with Watkins and Alvarez up front. He's got De Bruyne, Richarlison, Saka, Luis Diaz, Foden. I hate that guy. He's ruined my team most of the season. Gomez, Odoggy, Gabriel and Martinez. Basically, two people didn't return. One's a Gooner, one's an ex-Gooner. He's a Spurs fan. He gets what he deserves. And then on the bench, you've got Trippier and Tony with points to spare. That's a 17-point buffer, and he still pulled it off overall. Really well done. I've got a couple more questions. Tom, do you want to go next, or shall I fire away a couple more?
You keep going.
What's the team name about?
Oh, that's my home place. Home farm, basically. Allswick is the name of... Yeah. I'm terrible at team names. I always try and be too clever, and they sound terrible, so I just thought I'd go original.
Fantastic. I've got no problem with that whatsoever. My last one was going to be your chip strategy, but I don't think we need to talk about that now because it was a great wild card. So, George, we are going to go through the week in general. We're going to talk about some of the topics that came up this week. So after a short break, we're going to get straight into the week that was. Right, Tom, can you please remind us a shorter game week, thank goodness, after... Wow, the purgatory was the week before. It's still fresh in the mind, but talk us through the games. What happened?
It was the shortest of short game weeks and a quick turnaround for everyone. So goals were the theme of this game week. Arsenal kicked us off with a win away at Notts Forest. Saka finally coming good for managers that have been patient with him. I think probably the surprise result of the week was Luton beating Brighton 4-0 at home. Adebayo's hat-trick, probably not one that is going to help many managers. Newcastle beat Villa 3-1 in what was a pretty even game between two very evenly matched sides, I would suggest, but very good away win for Newcastle. And then Wednesday night, City scored 3, Spurs scored 3, Liverpool scored 4, Chelsea were dreadful. Let's move on. And last night, I didn't watch it, but I've seen the highlights. Wolves 3, Manchester United 4, certainly the game of the week. An absolute humdinger of a football match. And rather a fun story at the end with young Mainoo grabbing a very, very pretty last-minute winner.
I haven't had the chance to watch that one either, but I was shocked. Obviously, listening, you know about my time zone differences. That's quite the result. There's some points, a lot of points knocking around. Really, I think it was quite a fun game week, actually, for most of those in the league overall. And there's loads to discuss. I'll open. I'm going to try and identify pick of the week, if that's okay. It's George, can ask your opinion and see if you can help me a little bit here, because it was a tough one. Obviously, I try and start with those that have got some big points early on, and I'll use the team of the week as a guide. You got Neto, was a good scorer. We have three Netos in the league. All three are goalkeepers. None of them are actually Wolves players that got attacking points, so those can't be counted. Obviously, you've got the story of Bradley, as Tom just mentioned. Unsurprisingly, unowned. Shah's two goals from the back, also not there. So, I mean, this could be awkward because he's already team of the week in George Johnson, but the highest scoring outfield player that's not owned by lots of people in the league is actually one Luis Diaz. Is this a clean sweep of team of the week and pick of the week for George Johnson? No, it's not, because Bob Cavalieri also has him, so we can move on. Unlucky George. All right, so then I'm now scraping the barrel because I'm going through all the different players with high scores, and we're now in high-owned territories with the Jotters and everything else. I thought I'd be clever, look at the captains. As George mentioned, a lot of Haalands out there, a few Sakas. Alvarez was the right option. Two people, Tom Everett and Ed Mullane, both went with Alvarez, so that's not the one either. I'm scraping. Maybe it's the transfers. The best transfers of the week, Hugo Gordon-Lennox. Welcome back, Hugo. No transfers for ages. Two, the highest swing on transfers, 15 points. However, KDB and Jota, pretty obvious transfers when you're taking out Salah and Son, so you're not going to get it. So here's my nomination, and I'll go to you, Tom, to see if you have one that counters it. My nomination for pick of the week is a defender that only scored 7 points, but it's a 7 points that's actually a lot more than seven. Phil Pemberton, someone near and dear to George and I, Pembo with Zinchenko. Zinchenko, 7 points. Now, why is this more than seven? Zinchenko got the lesser spotted assist from a throw-in without playing for Stoke or someone similar. And then he also decided, I know what's going on in fantasy football. I'm going to let a goal in. It's all my fault. Wipe out all of the Gabriels, the Ben Whites, and the Salibas, so I'll be the only scoring defender for Arsenal, which I think gives Phil a buffer on everyone else. It's a massive 7-point swing in terms of it. So I'm going to go with Phil Pemberton Zinchenko as my pick of the week. What say you, Tom Maxwell?
It's a lovely pick of the week, but it's not right, I'm afraid. You've managed to
Interesting.
miss the 17-pointer that is only owned by one person.
No one has him. Am I wrong? Did I
Fabian
miss it?
Schär. Fabian Schär, owned by Cavi, 17 points, two
I
goals.
did not see that. I thought no one had him. Well, well,
So
well.
I a bit like our team of the week, I'm afraid there's not really much of a debate for that.
Yep, there it is.
But
Very
I would
firm in the
say
team. I think the umlaut cost me.
George Johnson did have three of the players who were in the top point scoring team of the week. So George, I think you definitely get a good mention, albeit all of them are owned by other people. Let's do
For those that
her.
know,
There
for
is
those that know
so
the
much.
relationship between me and Cavi, they'll probably think that was intentional, and it wasn't intentional, Cavi. I apologize. It was completely subconscious. I never open your team. So, Tom, talk us through. What have you got for her?
There's so much hurt, and this time we really are going to need to decide between it. Just to run through some of those that haven't made the top three. Nick Mick benched Elise, 16 pointer.
I did see
Mike transferred out Saka, having held him for 8 game weeks, during which he scored just under 30 points over those 8 game weeks, and transferred him out this week when he finally scored his 10 pointer. And then both Colin and Fiske had a bit of a nightmare with their transfers. George, you mentioned that people thought Haaland might play. That obviously did trip some people up. Colin took out Trippier and Watkins for Trent and Haaland.
Oof.
For a minus four, that was a 16-point swing. And Fiske took out Foden and Richarlison for Solanke and Haaland. He captained Haaland as well. And Haaland's the only player in his attacking, the only attacking player in his team who didn't score points. So again, with a minus four, that was a minus 16. But the three runners and riders, so Jeremy took out Elise and Saka for Jota and KDB, which is 15 points versus 26 points. He also had 16 points on his bench, including Solanke, who was his highest scorer of the week, and Mikalenko, who was the only person in his team who kept a clean sheet. So that's the first one.
There's worse than that. There's a contender to that. Yeah. That's it. Stop the count. Wow.
And a only scored 37 points in the game week. His defense between four of them scored 6 points. And on his bench, he had Pickford with 10, Zinchenko with 7, and Gomez with 6. So he had 24 points on his bench from defenders. He had 6 points in the team from his defenders, and he only scored 37 points overall. And then Steve Suckling scored 46 points overall and had 27 points on his bench, including Udogi's 10, Leno's 8, and Solanke's 8. So you've got 27 points on the bench, 46 overall. Ade's 24 points on the bench, 37 overall. Jeremy, minus 11 on transfers and 16 points on the bench.
So many. Johnson, do you have any replays for anything?
It's just a quick one. Did anyone transfer in Nunes?
No.
We do have a couple. We've got a Nunes captain now, which is...
Okay. Whoever did the massive bill on transfers, surely he's got to hurt the most.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was leaning towards...
Because you're trying to be so smart with your transfers and you think you're being all clever and like taking a massive hit to obviously, you know, really, really get pumped up because you think you've got the best team ever. And then that happens. I think that's got to hurt the most.
Yeah,
I think particularly during a period of the season where transfers are worth so much with the double game weeks, the blank game weeks coming up.
Yeah.
To take out.
And presumably he would have just used his wild card as well. Otherwise he'd have used his wild card.
I don't know if he has, but it's more
that
just
would be dumb. Out, that would be even
taking out
worse.
Two players who are definitely going to start for two other players. It's just so risky. And to end up with 16 points on your bench means that you could have rolled all the transfers and done those next week. But
yeah,
I mean, I sort of agree, the double whammy. I do think having a total of 37 points on the pitch and 24 on the bench from Adam.
I wanted to give it to Ade because a goalkeeper woe is my favourite episode of all time. Like, just, when I was going through trying to find pick and missing the most obvious one, he's the only Pickford owner in the league. So he's got the 10 points sat in there. That would have been mine. But I agree, a double whammy, especially when we've had so long to wait to make those transfers. You've deliberated. You've obviously future planned. That's definitely the winner for me. That was fantastic.
Let's give it to Ade. I've got one other just I should have mentioned it earlier, but Ned wildcarded this week. One should never assume that the wildcard is going to work immediately, like George Johnson says. But his wildcard this week scored him 47 points. He took out Cher, Saka, and Al. So his pre-wildcard team would have scored him 60. He ended up with 47.
I don't know. I think that might be it. If we agree that the double whammy is pretty bad, actually wildcarding out all the points, that might be a contender for me. This is tough. I mean, you've done the analysis. I think you get the final say, Tom, but the wild card, that's. I mean, I'm looking at when I'm going to be pulling mine on my own. It's the tinkering. It's the planning to realize it was all a waste of time. You'd done much better without it. I think you might have stolen it at the death, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does feel like a wild card that he probably could have waited for a week or two. But I still think to be one of the lowest point scorers in the week, as Ade was, and to have 24 points on your bench is...
Yeah.
Probably takes it.
Okay. Wow. What a good week. What a fun one. Short, sharp pod today, boys. We've all got a bit of a hard finish. So, Johnson, great to see you again. I will send you your prize money with a code that I'll put in the next episode. So, you'll have to listen to be able to get that and to reclaim it. I'm afraid.
Hold on. I haven't actually had to pay for my subscription for a few years because I only went ever went it once.
It's true. You just keep rolling it over. That's all that ever happens. I actually did the calculation on this. I think you've missed out on winning 1 year, but you never take the buffer difference between the entrance fee and manager of the month. So I had to pay you out anyway. So yeah, you've been living literally rent-free in no cash, no code for some time. congratulations, mate. Well done. Great week. Great month. Lads. Try and stay engaged for the rest of the year this time around. Lads, an absolute pleasure. See you on the next one.
Well done, everyone. Love to see you, George.
Cheers, boys. Cheers, Tom. See you, mate.